Hi, my name is Fadhil Soliman, the director of Bridges Foundation, and this video is in response to the campaign that was made recently distributing the film Obsession with many newspapers in the US. And I will be answering what people watched in this movie. And what I want to say in the beginning is that I want to rely on logic and evidence in my talk. I want not to appeal to emotions, but rather to your sense of sound logic. I want the statements that I will make and the talk that I will give right now to be justified on the basis of your sound logic. I will not try to beautify Islam, which is my religion, because I believe that Islam is beautiful already and it doesn't need any plastic surgeries. This film mainly tried to condemn Islam from four different directions. Number one, jihad. Trying to display jihad as equal to terrorism. Number two, the issue about holy war, saying that jihad equals holy war. And the issue of suicide bombings, trying to show that many Muslims can be suicide bombings or are prospect suicide bombings. And also the issue about comparing Islam to Nazism. Number one, let's talk about jihad. The word jihad linguistically comes from the root of the word jahada, which means in the Arabic language exerting extra effort. So linguistically the word jihad means striving and struggling. Idiomatically, the word jihad has three main meanings. The first one is what we call jihad al-nafs, or a non-violent struggling within oneself to live a life of virtue. Someone struggles against his ego to be a better person. It's not easy to wake up at dawn every day and wash your face, hands and feet and go to pray while people are in bed. This needs jihad, needs some struggle against oneself, non-violent struggling against oneself. It's not easy to spend in charity without showing off. To do that with sincerity, all this needs jihad. So number one, a non-violent struggling within oneself. Number two, saying the truth, even if it's against one's interests. In some countries, when people say the truth, they can find themselves in jail. Do you know what Islam says here? Islam says here, still say the truth. It doesn't tell Muslims to stay quiet in order to be safe. It says no. Still say the truth. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, made a very clear statement about this, saying that the best form of jihad is a word of truth in the presence of a tyrant. And what do? Tyrants kill. But still, Prophet Muhammad was encouraging Muslims to say the truth, even if this may cost them their lives. So number one, it's a non-violent struggling against oneself to live a life of virtue. Number two, saying the truth, even if it's against one's interests. Number three, combat to establish justice. And establishing justice is a supreme goal, not only in Islamic teachings, in every civilization. If people lose their rights and their land and their countries, they can fight back to regain back their rights, to liberate their countries. And actually, establishing justice is an ultimate goal in Islam. God Almighty mentioned in the Quran this verse that proves that the reason why God Almighty sent messengers and books and scriptures with them is to establish justice on earth. This is in chapter number 57, verse number 25. God Almighty said in the Quran, "We sent aforetime our messengers with clear signs and sent down with them the book and the balance of right and wrong, so that people may stand forth in justice." The reason why God Almighty sent messengers and books in their hands is to establish justice on earth. Islam is a religion of justice. But how can justice be applied? There is a verse in the Quran that says, "So if they withdraw from you and fight not against you and offer you peace, then Allah has opened no way for you against them." Which means that if the rights will be rendered back to whom they are due, and justice will be established through peaceful means, God Almighty is not allowing Muslims to fight. Let's now see the etiquettes of combat in Islam, which are very clear in the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, "Never kill innocent people." Actually, there is a ruling among the main rulings of Islam, which says no one can be fought except a combatant. So in Islam, killing civilians cannot be justified. Islam doesn't justify what happened on 9/11, nor 7/7, nor even Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Killing civilians is not justified in Islam, no matter the reason may be. Number two, Prophet Muhammad told us never torture prisoners of war, neither psychologically nor physically. He said never kill animals, never destroy crops, never destroy infrastructures. Of course, Prophet Muhammad never said infrastructures, but the order is not to poison the wells, and poisoning a well is a destruction for the infrastructure of the country. Prophet Muhammad said never mutilate bodies of enemies, dead or alive, and the women, the children, and the elderly should be all protected from any harm. Houses of worship should be protected from any harm, and always bury all dead with respect. Actually, even this means that even if the enemy fled the battlefield, leaving their dead behind them, it is the duty of the Muslim army to bury their dead, especially exactly as they bury their own dead. And by the way, that was 1400 years before the Geneva Convention. And I challenge you, go to www.un.org, which is the website of the United Nations, download the Geneva Convention. If you find anything more than that, I'll give each one of you $100. The question now is, do Muslims fight others because they are non-Muslims? Which means jihad is launched against people because they are non-Muslims? The answer is no. But what does that mean? Can jihad be launched against Muslims also? Yes, which is crystal clear in the Quran, in chapter number 49, verse number 9, that says, if two groups among the believers fall to fighting each other, then reconcile between them both. But if one of them still rebels against the other, then fight you all against the one that which rebels till it complies to the command of Allah. And this shows that the verse is encouraging Muslims, all of them, all Muslims, to fight against a group of believers because they are rebellious, because they are transgressing against people. So it's not about who's Muslim and who's not. It's about who's oppressed and who's an oppressor.